In 1979, Jon Kabat-Zinn founded the Center for Mindfulness in Medicine, Healthcare, and Society at UMass Medical Center, where he offered what has come to be known as mindfulness-based stress reduction, or MBSR. It's a synthesis of yoga, insight meditation, and Zen Buddhism, decoupled from their Eastern religious language and integrated with mainstream science to make them accessible to Westerners. Since its founding 47 years ago, hundreds of thousands of practitioners around the globe and thousands of instructors have been trained in using mindfulness and yoga to address stress and suffering and to increase personal well-being. When I first took it, there were psychologists from the Faroe Islands in the North Sea and an educator from Israel in a class. Many of you have been through the MBSR program. Maybe a show of hands if you've been through it. Perhaps taught by Judith Simpson, a much loved and missed member of our church. Kabat-Zinn defines mindfulness as intentional, moment-by-moment, non-judgmental awareness of what's happening in the present, including body sensations, internal mental states, thoughts, emotions, impulses, and memories, all of them met with curiosity and acceptance. So this morning, I'd like to give you a taste of mindfulness. And this is one of the first MBSR exercises that people go through in the program. And some of you may already be familiar with it. So take out the foil wrapped package you were given when you just now and carefully unwrap it. And you can save the foil because we can recycle that. Okay. So now, imagine yourself an alien from outer space who's just landed on this planet and come across this strange, tiny object Earthlings call a raisin. In your curiosity, you begin to explore it slowly, using all your senses. You hold it in your hand, noticing its size, its weight, its feel, its shape, texture, contours, colors, how the light plays on it. Just take a moment and explore. Notice its roughness or smoothness, its warmth or coolness. Is it wet or dry? You bring it up to your nostrils and you smell it. Does it have an odor? What kind? Finally, you decide, oh, it's edible. So you place it in your mouth. And perhaps your mouth begins to water. And as you bite down and chew, you're flooded with taste sensations, perhaps even sounds, until eventually you feel it sliding down your throat as you swallow. You can get lost in this exercise. So when people do this together, many people realize they've never really tasted or explored a raisin before, no matter how many you've eaten over your lifetime. Mindfulness invites us to explore each moment, all of life, both internal and external, with this same curiosity, utilizing all our senses and faculties. This is something the Zen tradition calls Shoshin, or beginner's mind. Zen teacher Suzuki Roshi famously wrote, "In the beginner's mind, there are many possibilities. In the expert's, there are few." Imagine meeting life moment by moment with this same curiosity and the open mind of a beginner. Or to paraphrase Rachel Carson, with a fresh, new, and beautiful vision of a child, full of wonder and excitement. "It's our misfortune," she writes, "that most of us lose that clear-eyed vision, that true instinct for what is beautiful and awe-inspiring, before we reach adulthood. Life tends to be routine, and routine can kill wonder." Most of us approach reasons, people, and life situations with routine, jaded, expert eyes, as something we're already familiar with and have figured it out. We already know what to expect, how this food tastes, what that person is like, what's going to happen next. We move through life wearing our expertise, our assumptions, our rightness, our default judgment, like armor, convinced we know what's happening. That is, until those moments when, with fresh beginner's eyes, we begin to see it anew. To give you an example, I don't like Indian food. I've tried it a number of times, and it just doesn't appeal. I don't like the spices or something about it. Except a couple of years ago, my partner Michael and I were at a potluck, and I tried this incredible stuffed dumpling that just melted in your mouth. I couldn't believe how delicious it was. And only after my second one did I learn that it's what's called a samosa, a very common Indian food. Surprise. And I wouldn't call myself an expert, but I pride myself on having a good sense of direction. I trust my innate sense of where I am and how to get from here to there, even when I've never been here before. The only problem is, when I'm wrong, I am so wrong. Because I'm stubbornly convinced. I know what's where and how things are oriented. Sound familiar? If it were just a matter of food and directions, maybe this wouldn't be such a big deal. But I sometimes react to people the same way. I remember meeting a woman of a certain age and manner and deciding within seconds I knew what she was like, what she was about, and pretty much wrote her off as somebody I had nothing in common with. My sister, who was there at the time, called me out on this and saying, "You're really hard on people." Responding out of my expertise, I said, "At this point in life, I know people, and I know which ones I'm going to get along with." Fortunately, that wasn't the end of the story. Through mutual friends, I spent time with this woman to find out that she was, in fact, a delight, had led a fascinating life, and on top of that, had a huge heart. Today, I'm honored to call her a friend, although my so-called expertise almost sabotaged my friendship with her. Friends, we're all experts. We fall into it routinely, a kind of shorthand that allows us to sort through a great deal of information coming at us and get through our day. We're convinced we know more than we actually do, and charge forward sure of ourselves, sure of our rightness. Poet Yehuda Amichai wrote, "From the place where we are right, flowers will never grow in the spring. The place where we are right is hard and trampled like a yard. But doubts and loves dig up the world like a mole, a plow, and a whisper will be heard in the place where the ruined house once stood." This year, our mindfulness meditation group here at the church has been exploring ways of bringing mindfulness into our everyday lives, in addition to our formal meditation practice. It's hard to quantify, but researchers estimate that 47% of our lives are lived mindlessly, because we see ourselves as experts who already know what's what and what to expect. Besides, we're probably multitasking instead of paying attention to what's happening in front of us. How many times have you pulled into the driveway and realized you have no recollection of the drive home? Sound familiar? So each week, our mindfulness meditation group has been invited to slow down, take a few deep breaths, and mindfully enjoy moments in our day. The first cup of tea or coffee in the morning, savoring routines we take for granted, or perhaps washing the dishes mindfully, taking a mindful bath or shower, and noticing all the sensations associated with it, listening to music or birdsong intentionally, on purpose, mindfully walking through a garden or through the woods, or noticing the flood of sensations, thoughts, and feelings that arise when you transition from one situation to another, from outside to in, from work to home, from your car to your home. Paying mindful attention when you're in the company of another person. Take a deep breath, or several, and approach each moment or situation mindfully, with curiosity and without judgment or expertise. See for yourself. Explore the beginner's mind and see what you've been missing. You don't need the formal discipline of a meditation group, although many will tell you that it's the best way to keep mindfulness front and center. Spend a few minutes with the open awareness of a child, experiencing the world around you as if for the first time, and see how it changes your perspective, even a little bit. Spend 5, even 10 minutes in mindfulness, eating something you enjoy, sitting on your deck or porch without your phone, walking down a street lined with lilacs. And if you really want to experience a beginner's mind, spend time looking up at the stars in the night sky. There's nothing like it to humbly remind us that we're all, in fact, beginners. For all that we do know, there's still so much more that we don't know, so much more to discover. And therein lies the beauty of each moment, a whole world of wonder and possibility awaiting you if you only open yourself to it. May it be so. Amen.